rejoice. Here, this command, this imperative, this rejoice, as we celebrate this wonderful Gaudete Sunday, one of those kind of beautiful, those two beautiful days of the year in which priests and the deacons, the clerics of the church, are allowed to indeed to wear rose or pink. As always, many priests get very offended when you call it pink, but I'm like, rose is just the Latin word for pink, so that it is. Here today we wear this rose, this pink, this beautiful color of celebration. Here in the midst of this season of preparation, here as we continue, here in this heart of Advent, this season where we have been spending these weeks preparing, praying, fasting, giving alms, preparing indeed for that coming of our Lord, awaiting here his coming at Christmas, that here today we rejoice. Here in the midst of our waiting, we rejoice. And what I love indeed is this call to Gaudete, this call of St. Paul that we hear. He says, brothers and sisters, rejoice always. He does not say you should be rejoicing, or rejoicing is good, it's a good thing to do in the midst of troubling times. He commands rejoice. This command to go and to indeed rejoice here in the midst of everything, to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, to in all things give thanks to our God. These tremendous calls here that St. Paul makes of us here in this second reading, these tremendous calls here in the midst of this season of preparation, these tremendous calls. But what I love that indeed that here in the face of this tremendous call, it's hard to think like, well, then why should I have joy if there's this tremendous call being made of me? Because of that last line that St. Paul states there in his letter, the one who calls is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. That here indeed, here in the midst of our struggle, whether it indeed be that struggle with that simple preparation for the coming of our Lord, whether it indeed be that this season of Advent is a difficult one for us, or whether it be simply that at this point in our life is full of difficulty, of sorrow, of pain, of struggle there at home with our family, struggle indeed with friends that used to be, whether it indeed is indeed with struggle that is cut so very deep there in our own life, or that pain and that suffering that we see in the lives of others, that here today, here on this Gaudete Sunday, we have that call, that command to go and to rejoice always. Here in our Lord, to rejoice at all times, to pray without ceasing, and then all things to give thanks to our God. Because indeed, our Lord, he is the one who calls, and he is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. That here in the midst of our struggle, in that struggle to see him here in the pain, in the suffering, and even simply in the preparation for his coming during Advent, that it can be difficult to see, it can be difficult to grasp him here, but to know that indeed, to pull back to that which we know, that the one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. That beautiful fact that indeed, that we can take this time, take this Sunday to indeed rejoice, to answer that call to rejoice here in the midst of whatever suffering, whatever pain, whatever current moment of struggle we are enduring, because it's not a struggle we have to make alone. That beautiful fact that indeed our Lord God has called us here in the midst of whatever this moment of our life we are going through, whether it is indeed that struggle here in our family, or whether it is indeed that struggle that we see elsewhere, that our Lord has called us. Our Lord has called you. Our Lord has called me, he has called each one of us here into this time, into this place, so that indeed he might be, that indeed he might accomplish his glory here through us. And he does not ever call us alone, but always calls us here with himself to know that here indeed in our struggle, we go not alone, but with him. We rejoice always, we pray without ceasing, we give thanksgiving in all things to our God, not because indeed at all moments everything is going perfectly, no, instead, because indeed here in our struggle, here in our mess, here in our pain, we rejoice always because our Lord is here with us. He has called us here, and the one who calls us is faithful, and he will also accomplish it.